Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. That's Leave On, one of his greats. It's actually his first great American song. From the Wayback Machine. 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Wayne Cruz. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's VP for Policy and Director of Business of Technology Studies over there, and he's the author of the landmark Immortal, Now Immortal, After 20-plus Years, Now Immortal, 10,000 Commandments, and Annual Snapshots of the Federal Regulatory State. I have now anointed your 10,000 Commandments, Wayne, as immortal.
I love that. I was just trying to fix some siding on a house, and I thought I needed to vinyl side it, and they said, no, Wayne, don't worry, that wood's going to outlast you. maybe the report will, too.
The report will too. Hey, Wayne, one of the things I want you to talk to us about is now that the President Trump has had his mark. And I think one of the things that will go down in history for his presidency, one of the positive things, is going to be his assault on the ridiculous regulatory state, that things that did not need to be there, his two-for-one. If you want to add a regulation, you got to take two out, which I would gladly swap for my five-year sunset rule if we could keep that going, yeah. Wayne. But what do you think – Is do you see this current condition having the same momentum? Is he being assimilated a little bit now that he's been in Washington for three or so years? Is he worn down? Is he being assimilated? What do you think? Does he have the same fervor for right. doing this or what? What do you think?
Well, there's a little bit of assimilation, you know, and things we've talked about, you know, where I'm an antitrust skeptic and things like that, you know, but aside from that kind of thing, Jim, I hope he's not slowing down. And a reason I think that's not happening right now is because, as I mentioned before, he's continued with the one in, two out, although it is tougher right. as time goes on naturally because he doesn't have unilateral power. But remember, we've talked about the so-called guidance documents, and yes. he's addressed those in a way that no other president has. And coming up next month, the agencies are required to inventory all of their guidance documents. And I can't wait to see how they do or don't mm-hmm. Do in that follow-up. And I think that's going to require a follow-up executive order. And speaking of the fervor you're talking about, remember, a couple of weeks ago, he just put out a brand new executive order defending business and defending small business, saying if you have a regulatory violation, the agency is going to have to prove your mm-hmm. violation, not you
You're
proving
innocent
your compliance.
Until proven guilty, and, instead of the yes, other way around.
Yes, so I think that is extremely important.
It's huge.
And if you know if the error was committed in good faith,
because that's part of the uncertainty
like that,
you're talking about. Earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're not to be – small business is not to be unduly punished anymore mm-hmm. by agencies. Now, if Trump were not to be reelected, you know, obviously executive orders like that could be overturned. But I yeah. think given some of the apparatus at the Department of Justice and given the fair – just the essential fairness of that, I don't think that goes
well,
away. I think
that's an example
stuff,
of why businesses mm-hmm. have benefited from the Trump administration. Folks, I'm just talking policy uh-huh. here. I mean, you got to call it like yeah. it is. The policies of the Trump administration have been good for small business. There's just no question about it. Right. But it's important to point out, folks, only a president will handle something like this or not. Congress has zero interest in controlling the regulatory state. Zero. It'll never happen in a million years.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Right now, there's zero interest in it. And you know, I've been on here after the COVID outbreak and so yeah. forth, talking about in the same way that the Congress is doing all this spending stimulus, it could also do deregulatory stimulus. Mm-hmm. And Jim, we have pushed and pushed and pushed. There is a huge success in that regard in terms of so-called never needed regulations. Our outfit at CEI, we put our, my good colleague Ryan Young put together the never needed tagline, and CEI and other groups have been compiling all these rules and regulations that never need were never needed in the first place at the federal, state, and local level. A lot of that's been rooted out. What Trump's new executive order, and this why you were talking about the fervor, it is asking agencies to make those temporary setbacks permanent sunsets. And, you know, we talk about sunsets
that's
a lot.
Right.
So so there is an important effort there to make
that endures beyond the executive
permanent.
Order. Endures beyond the executive order.
So
is there a big number? I'm going to want you to talk in the next segment. I'm going to want you to talk about tech regulations. So before we wrap up on the 10,000 commandments, is there a big number inside of your new commandments that we need to know about? You've always brought us some big numbers in the past that got our attention. Is there anything revelatory?
Yeah, sure. I think it's really important. The one I mentioned about fewer than 3,000 rules ever is important. I think the other cute number I like is the, unfortunately, you still have the agencies issuing most of the rules and regulations, and they're, I call it the unconstitutionality index, and there are 28 rules and regulations for every law that Congress passes.
On the Say that again. I want you to. This is going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead, Wayne.
28 rules and regulations for every law Congress passes. Now, it is the case that under Trump, a lot of those rules and regulations are presumably deregulatory. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, that 28 is also the average for the last decade, so it is kind of representative.
And it is, I think it is important to point out, Wayne, folks, and I'm talking policy here, there is a stark difference, I mean a drop-off-the-table difference between the regulatory state during the Obama years and the regulatory state during the Trump years. And the economy shows that. Quick break, right back with Wayne Cruz after the break. CEI.org, that's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.